First and foremost, I would like to say that first we would need the blessings and grace of Guru and Gauranga and Nityananda Prabhu. Before we do anything, we need their blessings, their mercy, their divine connection, their divine will to be present. And if it is their order, then we will preach. And to be a preacher, we also need to be a practitioner. We have to practice what we preach. It can't be only one way. We can't just be preachers or just be practitioners. We do both. Then it's real and substantial. If we are sincerely imbibing all the teachings and the practices and principles of Bhakti Yoga, Gaudiya Vaishnava culture, and applying them to the best of our ability, and following Mahaprabhu's teachings, being humble, tolerant, honoring everybody, then we can preach successfully. We can extend that, what we know, what is resonating in our hearts, we extend that to others. What inspires us, we extend that to others. And if we don't extend what we have to others, it's like a disservice. It's unhelpful to humanity and even considered to be one type of violence. Jiva himsa, violence towards the jiva, the conditioned soul, that you are getting the positive solution in life, you're getting the greatest thing and solving the greatest danger and connecting with the infinite, and mercy is coming to you and you're becoming realized and full of grace is in your life, and you're not sharing with others. It's actually unkind. But taken to an extreme, it's a type of violence. So, out of the desire to help others and to be useful to humanity, we are sharing what we've learned, what we have with others, knowing it's the best thing we could do for anyone. For ourselves and for others. So,
Can I ask you also? One moment, I remember you told that Krishna consciousness is a not cheap thing, and if someone don't want to hear something, they don't need to tell. And also, you told one story about this. About saying of Sridhar Maharaj or Srila Govinda Maharaj about this. Can you open it?
I don't remember which story that is. Do you remember?
I can mistake, but something about if Krishna don't want to open, why should
he? Yes. Gurudev said, if Krishna doesn't want to reveal himself to others, why should I? Gurudev said that. That was after exhaustive attempts to help others, to finding that actually maybe sometimes there's a lack of receptibility. Maybe the hearer is not getting it. Then Krishna reveals himself to who he chooses. and there are others that will not have that revelation. So Gurudev said, if Krishna chooses not to reveal himself, why should I try to reveal him to someone who Krishna doesn't want them to know about him, to approach him? But that's not his normal disposition. Krishna is kind, Guru is kind, and generally we are disposed towards those who want to hear, who want Krishna, who are trying heart and soul to find Krishna in their lives, who are interested in spiritual life and spiritual practice, who are inquiring innocently. We preach to them. We don't preach to the faithless, and it's one of the offenses to the holy name to try to spread the glories of the Lord to who doesn't care, who doesn't have interest, who doesn't want to hear. And the example given there is like throwing pearls to a swine, to a pig. Like giving the most precious thing you have to someone unworthy and who can't appreciate it. So, where we find interest and favorable disposition, inquiry from those who want to hear, we preach to them. And we have more than enough opportunities to do that. There's the godly and the ungodly, both in this world. It's stated by Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. You'll find generally two kinds, the godly and the ungodly. So the godly people will be interested and inquisitive as to reality and absolute truth, at least be submissive, innocent, and have a tendency to believe in God and to do pious activities in their life and can appreciate higher teachings, spiritual life. Then the ungodly, who just, you know, live an egoistic, sinful life, thinking they're God and that the world revolves around them. Everything's meant for their enjoyment. The opposite. So generally who we preach to are the godly section of society. There's some fertile ground there, some favorable environment in that field. Okay.